Into the air to deep left center field. Wood is back. This one is going to go. Martin Maldonado ties it up. His fourth home run of this season. And another Maldonado ambush has made it 3-3.
Martin Maldonado ties it up, and the Padres get just enough to win this one 4-3 against the Washington Nationals on this Tuesday night as the Padres tie up this three-game series at a game apiece. Sam Levitt with you inside the Western Metal Building here at Petco Park. Welcome into our Hamul Casino Resort Padres postgame show. Hey, player, when it comes to giving you what you want, Hamul Casino Resort isn't playing round. It's way more than a place to game. It's a place where you can stay and play in every possible way. Hamul Casino Resort, the player's place. Well, the Padres trailed 3-0 in this game early, but they find a way to win this one after Ryan Burgert had to come out of the game in the fourth inning after getting hit by a line drive in what looked like the elbow forearm area. We'll hear more about Burgert coming up later. But a couple of aspects to this game you really love. The Padres trailed 3-0. They find a way to come back to win it. Maldonado, you heard the home run, ties it in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Padres scratch across a run, really on a mental mistake by the Nationals infield in the bottom half of the sixth inning. And what a job by the Padres bullpen here tonight. After Ryan Burgert, very unfortunately, had to come out of the game in the top of the fourth inning. Adrian Morejon, two scoreless innings. Jason Adam, inning and two-thirds scoreless. Jeremiah Estrada, inning and a third scoreless. Robert Suarez, a scoreless ninth inning for his 22nd save of the season. Six scoreless innings tonight out of the Padres bullpen. They allowed just two hits. They didn't walk anybody, and they struck out five batters. They were outstanding in this game, and they had to go about it differently tonight. We'll break it all down. A lot to do on our postgame coverage, but I caught up with Martin Maldonado on the field right after tonight's win. Martin, you hit the home run to tie the game. You were ready on that first pitch. What was the key in that at-bat?
You know, I feel like my first at-bat, you know, I got the same fastball. You know, I didn't swing at it, so I wasn't gonna be late on that one.
You like that first pitch. You've hit a number of home runs on that very first pitch this season. What do you like about swinging early in a count?
You know, hitting nine, you know, you got Fernando Tatis, one of the best hitters in the game. You know, they're going to be right at you. You know, they're going to be there to get ahead against me, especially in the ninth hole.
Martin, the injury for Burger, then the bullpen comes in. They were terrific. They kept the score at three for the Nationals throughout the game. Your thoughts on what the bullpen did tonight?
The bullpen has done all year, man. My bullpen has been our strength. You know, they keep us in the ballgame. They make pitch after pitch after pitch. You know, those guys, they love each other, and they go out there and compete.
It's a Tuesday night, a sold-out crowd here in San Diego. How would you describe playing here this season?
You know, this is amazing, man. These fans here, fan base, you know, they love the San Diego. You know, they love to be here, and they support us anywhere we go.
Martin, great job tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Martin Maldonado after this 4-3 win for the Padres tonight at Petco Park. Again, the Padres trailing 3-0. They find a way to get enough offense in the bullpen. Absolutely terrific. Martin Maldonado has four home runs this season. Each and every one have come on the first pitch. So he likes that first pitch ambush, and he does it again here tonight. Maybe the biggest swing of the night to tie the game in the fifth, and the Padres end up winning the middle game of this series. It'll be a rubber game of this series tomorrow. We'll have plenty more on tomorrow's game coming up a little bit later. When we come back, we have all the radio highlights, a full game recap. We'll hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt coming up in just a little bit as well. Final score, once again, Padres 4 and the Nationals 3. Our postgame coverage continues after this on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside the Western Metal Building here at Petco Park as we continue to wrap this one up. Again, the final score, Padres 4 and the Nationals 3. Padres win the middle game of this three-game series, sets up a rubber game and a really good starting pitching matchup tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk more about that coming up in a little while as we continue our post-game coverage from Petco Park. We'll hear from Mike Schilt in a little bit as well. But first, let's recap this one from the first inning until the final out.
Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Our starting pitching matchup tonight, Ryan Burgert on the mound for the Padres, Trevor Williams on the mound for the Nationals. Both worked around a couple of base runners in a scoreless opening frame. Burgert then got in trouble in the top of the second. Daylen Lyle hit a one-out single. Riley Adams doubled to send Lyle to third base. That set things up for Jacob Young.
He squares, bunts it back towards the mound. It's a squeeze. Burgert shuffled pass home. Maldonado's tag, not in time. Throw to third, not in time. It was close to the plate. Had to wait a moment to see what the call was going to be because the slide by Lyle upended the home plate umpire, Gabe Morales. Either way, a squeeze bunt, and the Nationals take a 1-0 lead.
Lyle was indeed safe. A little safety squeeze made it 1-0 Nationals. Burgert then walked C.J. Abrams to load the bases. He walked James Wood to walk in a run. It was 2-0 Washington. The Nationals left the bases loaded. Top of the fourth inning, a really unfortunate moment. Jacob Young hit a line drive off of what looked like Burgert's right elbow or forearm. It was hit at 103 off the bat. Burgert in obvious pain. Came right out of the game, replaced by Adrian Morahone. Stay tuned for the latest on Burgert when we hear from Mike Schilt. Young stole second. He went to third base on an infield single. He came home on a James Wood ground out. The Nationals had a 3-0 lead. So, not going well for the Padres early on in this one at Petco Park. They trailed by three, and their starting pitcher was out of the game. Bottom half of the fourth inning, Padres started to get it going against Williams. Luis Arraez hit a one-out single. Gavin Sheets hit a double. That got Arraez to third base. The Padres made it 3-1. On an RBI ground out from Xander Bogaerts, Jake Cronenworth was next.
Cronenworth swings to the first pitch, lines it deep to right. This one is off the wall. Sheets will score. On his way to second, the throw not in time. RBI double Jake Cronenworth. And a one-run game here in the fourth.
Padres trail 3-2 through four innings. Morahone threw a scoreless top of the fifth to keep it 3-2. In the bottom half of the fifth, it was Martin Maldonado.
Williams' first pitch here, hit in the air to deep left center field. Wood is back. This one is going to go. Martin Maldonado ties it up. His fourth home run of this season. And another Maldonado ambush has made it 3-3.
Maldi's fourth home run of the year, like Jesse said, and another ambush. It's the fourth time this season he's hit a home run. All four came on the very first pitch of those at-bats. It tied the game at three. Jason Adam came on for the sixth inning. He pitched a scoreless inning. We were still tied at three. Going bottom six, Williams walked two in a row to start the inning. He was then replaced by right-hander Cole Henry. Henry then walked Jake Cronenworth to load the bases. With nobody out, Jose Iglesias dug in.
1-1, Iglesias swings, hits it on the ground at first base. Lowe has it, brings it to first, that's all they'll get. Sheets slides home, and for the first time tonight, the Padres lead, it's 4-3.
We'll talk a little bit more about that play later. I don't know why Nathaniel Lowe did not throw home on what would have been a forced play. I went back, looked at the high home replay. The runner at third, Sheets, I mean, he could have been not even a third of the way to home when Lowe picked up the ball, but the Padres would take it. Ended up being an RBI ground out for Jose Iglesias. It gave the Padres a 4-3 lead. That's all the Padres got in the sixth inning. Jason Adam then got the first two outs of the seventh inning after completing a scoreless sixth inning. So a great outing for Adam. Inning and two-thirds scoreless. Jeremiah Estrada finished the seventh inning. Estrada then pitched a scoreless eighth inning. Padres still led just 4-3. Going to the ninth inning, they gave the ball to their closer, Robert Suarez. He got a line out from Jacob Young, a ground out from C.J. Abrams. The game was left up to former Padre prospect James Wood, who represented the tying run.
3-2 pitch. Wood swings and misses. Strike three. Another changeup. That's all he saw. And Suarez slams the door in a 1-2-3 ninth inning as the Padres come from behind to beat the Nationals by a final of 4-3.
That was that here tonight. Padres win it 4-3. They get just enough offense. They scratch across that run in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and that is the game winner. Final totals here tonight for the Padres. 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors. For the Nationals, 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Padres improved to 43-36. Nationals dropped to 33-47. Jason Adam, really well-deserved win. We'll talk more about him later. He improves to 6-3. Losing pitcher Trevor Williams, he drops to 3-9. save goes to Robert Suarez, his 22nd of the year. A quick and easy 1-2-3 top of the ninth. When we come back, we hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt. Again, the Padres win it 4-3 to even up this three-game series against the Washington Nationals at a game apiece. Our post-game coverage continues after this from Petco Park. Sam Levitt with you inside the Western Metal Building here at Petco Park as we continue to wrap this one up. Another sold-out crowd on this Tuesday. Padres continue to sell out the place. The fans continue to show up. We asked Martin Maldonado about the fans in our post-game conversation, and of course he had very, very nice things to say about the Padres fans. Martin, a big role in today's game. The game-tying home run in the fifth inning. Padres then scratch across the go-ahead run in the bottom half of the sixth. They go on to hold on to that 4-3 lead, win it by a final of 4-3. And again, you just can't say enough about what the Padres bullpen did here tonight. Adrian Morahone, Jason Adam, Jeremiah Estrada, Robert Suarez. I mean, those are the four highest leverage guys in this bullpen, combined for six shutout innings of relief after Ryan Burgert took a line drive off what looked like his elbow forearm area in the top of the fourth inning. The Padres had to do things way differently out of the bullpen. You had Morahone pitching in the fourth and fifth. You had Adam pitching in the sixth and seventh. Then you had Estrada in the seventh and the eighth, and Suarez in the ninth inning. But what a marvelous, marvelous job by the Padres bullpen. They were put in a very unique position today, a position they are not normally in, and they showed up in a big way. They picked up Ryan Burgert, who came out with the injury. So kudos to the bullpen. What a job by Morahone, Adam, Estrada, and Suarez. They were excellent, kept the Padres in the game, kept the deficit at 3-0, then it was 3-2, then it was 3-3, and allowed the Padres to come back, tie the game, and ultimately win the game. So outstanding job by them, and the Padres get a much-needed win in the middle game of this series. Let's go downstairs here at Petco Park and hear some post-game reaction.
Let's pull up a seat in the manager's office and hear from Padres manager Mike Schilt, served up by Sin Lee Food, where fresh meets flavor. Find farm fresh produce, bold Asian spices, and gourmet ingredients at 4665 El Cajon Boulevard. Sin Lee Food, the cook's Asian resource.
What can you say about your bullpen tonight, Mike? Guys coming in, especially the first two, kind of unorthodox, getting it done.
Yeah, I mean, unorthodox is right. As soon as we look up, you know, Burgert, who everything looks to be negative, which is positive, and we'll take a day-to-day with him, see what that looks like. I mean, that's a bad spot to get hit at 103. You know, you're looking at the top of the order and going into the game. We knew we had some pin availability, and it's like, all right, we're down to a lot of confidence in our offense, and let's ride, let's go. And you know, we had prepped guys that, you know, they may show up at different times. We weren't overly expecting to be the fourth, but like you said, different places for guys, but the right places for guys, and they went and did their job. Super efficient, they were all fantastic. Stuff was electric from all of them, but you know, Morihone going out, different role like you mentioned. Grabbing the fourth, grabbing the fifth, super efficient, pound the strike zone, you know, all but one strike, you know, all strikes but one. That was close. And then, you know, Adam comes in, not his typical spot, clearly, and we had an idea where we wanted to take him, and he did his part, man, did a really good job. And Estrada and efficient, sharp, looked good, slider good. Suarez was nasty, you know, fastball was good, changeup was really, really good. So I needed it in that part of the lineup. So bullpen was on point.
Right when you had to do that, I mean, you knew that if Morahone did his part, that is when Adam, you wanted Adam in that spot as well.
Yeah, just, I mean, we like Estrada there too. You know, it's not like it's some clear cut, but like Jason's repertoire, always like him. He gets a lot of the top of the order, used to doing it. And also we like the changeup and the off-speed pitches to that part of the lefty lineup.
A little bit of a struggle for Maldonado at times, but he also has had some, when he hits a home run, it counts.
It does count, and that was a big one. You know, I mean, good momentum, good at-bats. Rives, you know, always in the middle of it, seems like. Sheetie doing his part, he's been great. Crony, big RBI double, and you know, Maldi comes up and bang, you know, clears him out. And it's a big at bat. You know, we like him in the game, like what he does. And the swing was great. He caught a heck of a nine innings of baseball tonight. You know, from my seat, you know, clearly it's a positive, but from just to sitting back and going, man, appreciating the game, been in it a long time, and seeing him navigate all that with our relievers, with Burgert to start. You know, Burgert got out of a little bit of traffic early, kept a base loaded jam that, you know, minimized the damage. He was a big part of that. Good trip. Him and Ruben. But yeah, it was very efficient.
You said negative on Burgert. It looked like it got him on the elbow and the ribs.
Forearm. Got him on the forearm.
Is that where you had the imaging done on?
That's my understanding. I could be, you know, wrong tomorrow, but that's my understanding initially. They may have taken another image somewhere else as well.
We talked earlier today about kind of how you have relied on your bullpen a lot during this stretch because of kind of who you had in the rotation and what you're trying to do with them. And obviously tonight is a very different circumstance, but to have relied on the bullpen as much as you have and kind of been able to use them to get through to where you are now toward the end of this stretch, what does that kind of say to what they've done in that stretch?
It says a lot. There's a ton of respect for that group down there. You know, and it's not just the back end of the bullpen, it's the bullpen in total, all eight guys. And we've had a little bit of interchangeable parts. You know, clearly we got Hoeing back and but, you know, we've been they take really good care of themselves. It's a group effort, and by that the players take the lead on what that looks like. But our medical team does a fantastic job with all our players on the recovery aspect. They're really smart. Ben Fritz does a tremendous job as our bullpen coach, navigating and making sure when they're up, they're being smart about, you know, their stress levels. We you know, give them a heads up where they know they're going to pitch, which allows them to do their plyo work and get loose appropriately, which helps them mentally and physically. And then I do feel like we pass the ball around. I mean, again, guys are carrying a little bit more of the weight than maybe we would like in some instances. But we've also been really efficient. And, you know, innings are relative to workload, clearly, but it's also, you know, the pitches they throw. We put them in, I think, pretty good spots when we have the ability to do that. But they do the work. And then, you know, we take them to a place and we don't push them beyond anything that's uncomfortable, or me and Ruben feel are uncomfortable for them. There's an occasion where we're like, oh man, we're getting out of our comfort zone here, but we stay within the parameters. And then the last part of that is the communication. You know, we got healthy communication in our clubhouse with our players, myself, our staff, and them being able to say, no, I feel good, and then also be able to say, no, you know what, I really need a day. And we always honor that. And so that's a longer answer to your question. There's a lot of factors into it, but that's how it works. But they've been fantastic, to summarize it.
Mike, talk about Luis in the four hole. I mean, 2-for-4 tonight, just seems like he's kind of relishing in that role.
Yeah, no, he's pro's pro. Good news about Luis, you know, is, you know, you wouldn't want to put him anywhere lower, quite frankly. It's a good spot for him relative to the top three being really, really good as well, and create some opportunities for him. But I got to tell you, you know, Luis Rodriguez is going to hit 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, day game, night game, road, home, you know, lefty, righty, shadows. It's not going to matter. This guy's just a hitter.
That was Padres manager Mike Schilt after this 4-3 win for the Padres against the Washington Nationals. A lot of good stuff there from Mike Schilt talking about the great job the bullpen did here tonight. Good to hear that Ryan Burgert's, that the x-rays were negative, that imaging was negative to this point. It did hit him in a really bad spot. Again, it sounded more like the forearm than necessarily the elbow, but that's a bad spot to get hit with 103 off the bat. Bottom line, it looked like it hurt, and it was a direct hit. So, look, worst case scenario, obviously, is that you got a broken bone, but at least right now it does not appear to be the case. But you do wonder, when you get hit that hard in that spot, if the Padres would be able to avoid putting him on the IL or something like that. I'm getting way ahead of myself with speculation, but you know what? Enough talking from me about the injury. We're going to hear from Ryan Burgert on the other side of this break. We'll hear from Ryan himself about what was a scary moment in that fourth inning. But again, the news right now is good that, according to Mike Schilt, imaging was negative. We'll also hear from Robert Suarez as well, who picked up his 22nd save of the season. Final score, Padres 4 and the Nationals 3. We go inside the clubhouse when we return on the Padres Radio Network. Sam Levitt with you inside the loft here at the Western Metal Building at Petco Park as we continue to wrap this one up. A nice win for the Padres as they beat the Washington Nationals by a final score of 4-3, setting up the rubber game of this three-game series tomorrow. We will get to your phone calls a little bit later, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973, the phone number to call if you want to get involved. Well, an unfortunate moment earlier tonight was Ryan Burgert, who had a kind of an up and down first handful of innings in this game, but Burgert gets hit by a Jacob Young line drive, first batter of the top of the fourth inning, a ball that was 103 off the bat, hit him in what appeared to be the forearm right elbow area. Again, the good news, Mike Schilt postgame said that imaging to this point was negative, so that's the good news, but obviously anytime something like that happens, number one, you feel for Ryan Burgert, just a horrible thing to happen, and number two, you hope he's okay, no broken bones, and anything like that. So, obviously a scary moment. Burgert came out of the game right away, and I'll tell you what, his bullpen picked him up, kept that national run total right at three throughout the rest of the ball game. Rahon comes in, gives up a run that was charged against Burgert, but from that point on, the bullpen was just terrific. So credit to the bullpen picking up Ryan Burgert after he unfortunately got hit by the line drive. Let's go inside the Padres clubhouse and hear from Padres starting pitcher Ryan Burgert.
Take us through that moment, ball, where the ball got you, and just, you know, how it felt in the moment.
I mean, you know, felt pretty typical. You know, what do you expect from a line drive coming back at you? Obviously, you know, sucks to happen so early. Had to burn a lot of the bullpen, but yeah, it's a little sore, but should be good.
You think you'll be good for your next start?
I mean, might be a little early to say, too early to say, but you know, I'm feeling hopeful. You know, it feels good relatively right now. So X-rays are good, just a little sore.
X-rays on the forearm?
Yeah, mostly forearm.
Got you in the ribs too?
I didn't feel it. I know a few guys said that to me, but I didn't feel it in the ribs, just mainly forearm. But,
what do you make of the bullpen coming in behind you, cleaning up?
I mean, it was great. You know, obviously, like, they've been taxed, you know. You know, one of my goals today was to go out and eat some innings for them, and wasn't able to do that today. But, you know, them being able to do that, being tired and sore, you know, it was very cool to watch.
You were caught up into this stretch of games where there are no off days. It feels like for like a month there's only been one off day. Mm-hmm. How do you make of the way you have handled it, the way the team has handled it, the way the whole pitching staff has kind of chipped in to do that?
Yeah, I think we've handled it pretty well. Obviously, you know, I feel like myself, I could have been better over the stretch, you know, going deeper into games. But, you know, as a team as a whole, no one's really complained. You know, everyone's just kind of getting ready for the next day. So it's been good.
That was Ryan Burgert inside the Padres clubhouse earlier, just a few moments ago. So, look, good to hear Ryan Burgert. I mean, that's, I think, his best-case scenario to this point, as you could hope. Again, obviously, he's not sure yet about his status for his next start. And, you know, I got to imagine that's going to leave a bruise on your forearm and your elbow area of all places. So, hey, good news to this point is that, you know, no broken bones that we know about. And, you know, sounded like he was in fairly good spirits considering the circumstances. And again, the bullpen just did a great job, you know, coming in and backing up their guy after he unfortunately had to come out. So, you know, you hope he's okay. And, hey, if Ryan Burgert makes his next start, that would be great. That would be a very quick recovery. But you do have to imagine there's going to be some kind of bruise, right? I mean, you get hit by 103 on the forearm. I have a feeling tomorrow morning it's not going to feel great for Ryan Burgert. But that does not mean, especially with an off day on Thursday, that he necessarily wouldn't be back out there, I guess, his next turn in the rotation. And look, Ryan's been good. A little bit rougher today early on, but, you know, we've been over it a lot. He's been very, very solid. It certainly has seemed like he belongs in the major leagues, and you hope he's okay moving forward. We'll hear from Robert Suarez coming up in a little bit as well. First, let's tell you about today's relief pitcher of the game.
Which pitcher entered the game and slammed the door shut? This is today's relief pitcher of the game, presented by David P. Shapiro Criminal Defense Attorneys. When your freedom and future are on the line, you need the best arm in the pen. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Our relief pitcher of the game here tonight, man, it really is a tough one. you could go with Morihone. I mean, he comes in a tough spot. He's not used to coming in the fourth inning, and he comes in out of nowhere after Berger gets hit by the line drive. And he does allow the run that was charged against Berger, but you look at it, he gave up an infield single and a ground out and then got the next two outs and the inning was over. So it's not like Morihone came in and was getting hit around. I mean, he gave up weak contact and a run ended up scoring, and he came in with a runner already on base. So you look at that, and I put none of that on Morihone. He went two innings. But I'll tell you what, Jason Adam was really good in this game. For him to come in the sixth inning, finish the inning, and then come back out for the seventh, and in this game get a grand total of five outs, and he has been used so much. He throws 27 pitches. You know, it's not often he goes one inning to the next. Man, that's a great job by Jason Adam. Inning and two-thirds scoreless. He's been used so much. He got the win in this game. And for that reason, I'll give it to Jason Adam, our relief pitcher of the game. But you could give it to everybody. Six scoreless innings out of the bullpen. No runs against any of them. They allowed two hits. They didn't walk anybody. And they struck out five. And again, they were being used in all kinds of ways tonight that they're not accustomed to. My goodness, you had Morihone in the fourth and fifth inning. Adam in the sixth inning. Again, this once Berger went down, this became a totally different kind of game. And credit to Mike Schilt and credit to this bullpen. They did a great job navigating what was a difficult scenario. They also got some help from their defense. Let's hear tonight's catch of the game.
Which defensive play had the biggest impact on today's game?
He is at the wall, leaps up, and he makes the catch.
This is the catch of the game.
Going to hang a star for Jackson Merrill.
Reeled in by Anthony's Fish Grotto La Mesa, celebrating 80 years of seafood excellence.
Hit hard on a line into right. Fernando charging straight in. He'll get there, slide forward, and make the catch to end a 1-2-3 top of the fifth inning. Going to hang a star for Fernando Tatis Jr.
Fernando Tatis Jr., really, really nice play to end a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Adrian Morihone, sliding in to make a nice play on a sinking line drive. That is tonight's catch of the game. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll hear from Robert Suarez. If you want to get a phone call in, 833-288-0973. The phone number, 833-288-0973. But first, we'll hear from Robert Suarez. When we return, that's after this on the Padres Radio Network. Final score here tonight. Padres 4 and the Nationals 3. Robert Suarez picking up his 22nd save of the season here tonight. Great job by Robert in the ninth inning. A 1-2-3 frame on what was, and we keep on singing the praises of this Padres bullpen tonight, rightfully so. They were just outstanding. Six scoreless innings for Morihone, Adam Estrada, and Suarez. Yes, Morihone came in the fourth and gave up a run that was charged against Berger, but again, he gave up an infield sound out to allow the run to score. So I'm not going to put that on Adrian, but as far as their individual line, six scoreless innings, two hits given up, they walked nobody, and they struck out five in a close game, and they gave the Padres every opportunity to score enough runs to win this game, and that's exactly what happened. So the Padres win it 4-3. Real nice job, including a scoreless ninth inning for Robert Suarez. Now, we'll hear from Robert in just a moment. I do want to just tell you about this before we hear from Robert Suarez. We'd been waiting to get information about the appeal from Robert Suarez. He got suspended for three games on Friday because of hitting Shohei Ohtani on Thursday in L.A. Now, Dave Roberts, Mike Schilt, they served this, their one-game suspensions on Friday night. And give me one moment here. All right, sorry. Had a text message coming in. Had to answer it. Okay, now we're back. Padres closer Robert Suarez appeals the suspension on Friday. We had not heard anything about it. We knew that MLB was going to listen to the suspension today, but even was going to listen to the suspension on Monday, And we still, as of today, before this game, didn't hear anything about the suspension. So let me get to the point here. Dennis Lynn of The Athletic, who joins Ben and Woods every week here on 97.3 The Fan. Dennis writing that Padres closer Robert Suarez will drop his appeal after his suspension for hitting Dodger star Shohei Ohtani. The suspension was reduced to 2 games. And Dennis writing, and I don't know the exactly how this works, if he has to serve it starting tomorrow, but Dennis writing he could begin serving his suspension on Wednesday. So this is not official from the team or MLB. I did not see this from them. I've only seen Dennis report on it, that the suspension got reduced to 2 games. I would imagine if that's true, there would be a chance it would start tomorrow. I'll be honest with you, not the worst thing in the world, because you can't replace Suarez on the roster, so you're going to have 25 players and be a guy short in the bullpen, but you would do it with an off day sandwiched in the middle between tomorrow and then potentially Friday. So, you know, why do you appeal? Well, it's not only to reduce the suspension, which sounds like is going to happen 3 games to 2, but also because, you know, Padres probably looked at the schedule and said, you know what, if we can push it into next week and get it to Thursday, well, guess what? Or I should say, get it to later, you know, as late into the week as possible, then you can work with the off day. So it's not a horrible time for him to serve the 2-game suspension. Again, that is not official from the Padres or MLB, but Dennis Lynn of The Athletic reporting via his sources that the suspension did get reduced to 2 games, and it sounds like there would be a possibility the suspension would begin tomorrow. As far as tonight, Robert did a great job. 1-2-3, ninth inning. Let's go downstairs. Here's Robert Suarez alongside interpreter Jorge Merlos.
Have you made any decision official, and are you pleased with the overall result?
Sí, he hecho una decisión final, o te han dicho algo de lo que es la decisión que han tomado?
No, mañana es que voy a saber cuál es la decisión.
No, tomorrow I'll find out what that decision is.
Have you thought about what the bullpen has been able to do? You guys have played a lot of games in very few amount of days over the last month. What have you thought about what you guys have been able to do?
¿Qué pensás del trabajo que ha hecho el bullpen este último mes, ya que no han tenido tanto tiempo libre para recuperarse, pero han hecho el trabajo?
Sí, sí, hay que seguir haciendo el trabajo, hay que salir dando 100% y seguir preparándonos para la situación de juego.
Yeah, you just got to keep preparing yourself, prepare yourself to be 100% every day and then go out there when you're called.
Robert, if you are going to take a couple days off now, is this a good to be able to get in there tonight and get your work done?
Sí, será esta noche, claro, la última vez que pichas por unos próximos días, será bien que así como hiciste esta noche y para recuperarte para los próximos días.
Sí, claramente esperaba lanzar hoy, tener una buena situación, eso sucedió y qué bueno que ganamos.
Yeah, luckily I came into a good position today. I thought I was going to pitch tonight regardless, but, you know, at least it was a good situation to come in and it worked out well.
That was Robert Suarez right after this 4-3 win. Very nice job by Robert. So Robert there at the start saying that he's going to find out tomorrow. Again, I told you this. What I read earlier was not official from MLB or the Padres. It is Dennis Lynn of The Athletic reporting that it had been reduced to 2 games. Look, Dennis is a trustworthy source, so I believe Dennis is reporting. It sounds like, if I had to put things together here, it sounds like we'll probably find out tomorrow what's going on. And I would assume, in all likelihood, it's going to get reduced to 2 games. And I would assume there's a pretty high possibility that he would start serving the suspension tomorrow. And I would think the Padres would want him to do it tomorrow because, again, then you can work with the off day on Thursday and have him do it tomorrow and then Friday in Cincinnati. And at least you have a fresh bullpen on Friday, right? So not the worst timing in the world for Robert Suarez and the Padres. But if that is official by the time we hit the air tomorrow, we'll be sure to pass it along officially. Again, that's just reporting from Dennis Lynn in The Athletic earlier this evening. Let's take a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Let's take a trip around the bigs to highlight the scores that matter most with our out-of-town scoreboard. Presented by Jensen Premium Beef Patties. Always a hit for grilling.
Take a look at the finals today. Rangers beat the Orioles 6-5 in Baltimore, the final in 10 innings there. The Tigers beat up on the A's 11-4 in Detroit. Blue Jays beat the Guardians 10-6 in Cleveland. Braves beat the Mets 7-4 in New York. Mets had an early 3-0 lead in that game. The Braves coming back to win it. Mets have now lost 10 of their last 11. Reds beat the Yankees 5-4, the final in 11 in Cincinnati. Reds have won two in a row against the Yankees, and the story today for the Reds, Chase Burns, the number two overall pick from last year's draft. He made his major league debut for the Reds today. He struck out the first five batters he faced in the game, ended up going five innings, allowed three runs on six hits, struck out eight, and the Reds won that game on a Gavin Lux RBI single in the bottom half of the 11th inning. So nice win for the Reds. Reds are playing well. They're 42-38. They are right in the wild card mix. Padres play them beginning on Friday. That's going to be a tough series in Cincinnati. Diamondbacks beat the White Sox 4-1 in Chicago. Brewers beat the Pirates 9-3 in Milwaukee. Mariners beat the Twins 6-5 in Minnesota. Rays beat the Royals 5-1 in Kansas City. Cardinals beat the Cubs 8-7 in St. Louis. Cards, another team that's playing real well right now. Astros beat the Phillies 1-0 in Houston. The Astros scored that lone run of the game on what was a Cooper Hummel home run in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Cooper Hummel, a home run in the bottom half of the eighth. The Astros beat the Phils 1-0. Dodgers beat the Rockies 9-7 in Colorado. Angels beat the Red Sox in 10, 3-2. And finally, Marlins beat the Giants 4-2 in San Francisco tonight. And that is a full look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Tuesday across the major leagues. Final score here tonight in San Diego, Padres 4 and the Nationals 3. Let's hear tonight's play of the game.
The line between winning and losing can be razor thin. Which play was the difference between victory and defeat? This is today's play of the game, presented by Bill Howe Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
First pitch here, hit in the air to deep left center field. Wood is back. This one is going to go. Martin Maldonado ties it up. His fourth home run of the season. And another Maldonado ambush has made it 3-3.
Martin Maldonado, like Jesse said, his fourth long ball of the season. Each and every one he's hit this season has come on the very first pitch of that at-bat. He loves ambushing that first pitch, and you know what? When it works, it works. And Maldi hit one out to tie the game at 3. Padres would go on to win this game by a final score of 4-3. And I'll talk before we get off the air tonight. I'll talk about that play where the Padres took the lead because it was a mental mistake by Nathaniel Lowe at first base. Before we do that, wrap things up. I caught up with Martin Maldonado on the field right after tonight's win. Martin, you hit the home run to tie the game. You were ready on that first pitch. What was the key in that at-bat?
You know, I feel like my first at-bat, you know, I got the same fastball. You know, I didn't swing at it, so I wasn't gonna be late on that one.
You like that first pitch. You've hit a number of home runs on that very first pitch this season. What do you like about swinging early in a count?
You know, hitting nine, you know, you got Fernando Tatis, one of the best hitters in the game. You know, they're going to be right at you. You know, they're going to be there to get ahead against me, especially in the ninth hole.
Martin, the injury for Berger, then the bullpen comes in. They were terrific. They kept the score at 3 for the Nationals throughout the game. Your thoughts on what the bullpen did tonight?
The bullpen has done all year, man. My bullpen has been our strength. You know, they keep us in the ballgame. They make pitch after pitch after pitch. You know, those guys, they love each other, and they go out there and compete.
It's a Tuesday night, a sold-out crowd here in San Diego. How would you describe playing here this season?
You know, this is amazing, man. These fans here, fan base, you know, they love the San Diego. You know, they love to be here, and they support us anywhere we go.
Martin, great job tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Martin Maldonado, one of the heroes of tonight's 4-3 win for the Padres against the Washington Nationals. Before we preview tomorrow's game, I do just want to quickly talk about that play in the sixth inning, bottom half of the sixth. Bases loaded. Nationals walk the bases loaded between two walks given up by Trevor Williams and one by Cole Henry. Jose Iglesias comes up. It's a tie game, 3-3, in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Iglesias hits a ball to Nathaniel Lowe at first base. Now, Let me pull this up again because I want to make sure I'm accurate on this, on what kind of positioning Lowe had. But looking at it here, Nathaniel Lowe, the infield is about midway. Lowe is playing behind the runner. He's a few steps behind the bag. The infield's about midway for the Nationals. A ground ball, it was hit fairly hard. I mean, it's not a rocket, but at 89 miles an hour off the bat from Jose Iglesias. Nathaniel Lowe fields it. And again, bases loaded, nobody out. It's a forced play at home plate. I'm looking at the high home replay here. When Nathaniel Lowe picks up the ball and has it in his bare hand, and he's looking towards home, and he's got Gavin Sheets, who runs well for a big guy, but he's not the speediest guy on the Padres. I'm telling you, Gavin Sheets is no more than a third of the way down the line. I cannot figure out for the life of me why Lowe did not throw home in that spot in the tie game in the sixth inning. I mean, that is a throw home 10 times out of 10. Gotta come home with that ball. So the Padres won this game courtesy of, and they'll take it, but courtesy of what was really a mental mistake on the part of Nathaniel Lowe. I'm looking at this here. There is no reason that Nathaniel Lowe should have not thrown home to get the force out. And again, it's not even a tag play at home. It's a force out. All you got to do is throw the ball there. And I'm looking at this. By the time Lowe has the ball in his bare hand, let me pause it. I mean, Sheets is a third of the way down the line. I mean, that ball's got to go home. That's got to drive the Nationals crazy tonight. I mean, that's a spot, and then the next two hitters get out. I mean, that's a spot where you could have kept the game tied. It ended up being the winning run. Padres scratched it across. They'll take it, but that was a big mistake by Nathaniel Lowe. It really was. I mean, he's got to come home with that ball on a force play at home plate, no less. So, kind of a weird play to take the lead and end up being the game-deciding run, but that's the way it went here tonight. And, hey, if you're a Padres fan, you're not going to complain. You win the game 4-3. Yeah, take it, and you run with it into tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, rubber game of this three-game series. First pitch tomorrow, little Wednesday matinee, 1:10 p.m. first pitch. Our pregame coverage begins at 12:10. We got a good pitching matchup tomorrow. Left-hander Mackenzie Gore on the mound for the Nationals. Right-hander Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Padres. As always, if you missed any portion of our post-game coverage, you can go back and listen to any or all of it on the Inside San Diego Baseball podcast. You can also go back on the 97.3 The Fan YouTube channel and watch any portion of our post-game coverage there as well. Taking a look at the final totals here tonight for the Padres, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors, they left on 6. For the Nationals, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, they left on 8. Winning pitcher tonight, Jason Adam, well-deserved. Inning and 2/3 scoreless, he improves to 6-3. Losing pitcher was Trevor Williams, who drops to 3-9 on the season. Save goes to Robert Suarez, a 1-2-3 ninth inning, his 22nd of the year. Time of game, a quick one, 2 hours and 28 minutes, and the crowd at Petco Park, another sold-out crowd, the 34th sellout already in 2025, 41,229, the paid attendance here in downtown San Diego. Once again, first pitch tomorrow, 1:10, pregame coverage begins at 12:10. Until then, for our great studio coordinator, Kyle Ovenshire, I'm Sam Levitt saying so long and good night from Petco Park. And the final score here tonight, the San Diego Padres 4 and the Washington Nationals 3. We'll talk to you tomorrow on the Padres Radio Network. Have a great night, everybody.